The term feminism is used in different ways. It's mostly related to the late 19th century, when a group of people, a group of activists, tried to call for the establishment of certain rights for women, mostly in Europe and US. But gradually the term has been used in very different ways. And whenever you read books about feminism, you find that they clearly distinguish between feminism as a philosophical theory and feminism as a political movement. So sometimes you refer to feminists as people who are very much politically involved, and they have some political agenda, and sometimes it refers to some kind of philosophical approach, some kind of understanding of the nature of women. In our Islamic world, we find that there are people, men or women, who think that feminism is very good and they want to, for example, call themselves feminists. You know, we have sometimes, you know, our own people who say that we are feminists. And they have good intention and good meaning, you know. They mean that we are pro-women, we want to have high position for women. And they think that this is a very important part of Islamic teaching about women, which has been ignored or overlooked. And they think that even in encounter with the non-Muslims, we Muslims have a lot to say about the high position that women have. So they call themselves Muslim feminists. But I think it's not a good and appropriate or accurate use of the term feminism. Yes, if you want to call this feminism, no problem. But the people who are really feminists, they are not just calling for giving rights of women. They have developed a very much comprehensive way of looking at everything in the world. And sometimes they have become so radical and so extreme that even they say that the concept of God must be changed. And they say that God must be considered as a female. And they said this has been the, because of the domain and power of men that have introduced to us such a God. Even God must be considered as a woman. So you have even feminist theology. Sometimes they become so much radical that they think that family is also very dangerous. We have had many feminists who were against family and against women becoming mother, because they think that this is the beginning of imposing a historical role on women and something which makes them, you know, subordinate to men. So you come across very wide range of ideas among the feminists. So if someone is calling himself feminist, he or she must be very clear about this matter, that what he means or she means by being a feminist and what others understand by saying that we are feminists. Anyway, we don't need to that much talk about what is the meaning of feminism or what are different, you know, usage of feminism. We should understand the point behind these different terms and see what is the Islamic view about this matter. But before I start talking about Islamic position, I must say something about the history of this debate. Why this started, especially in the late 19th century and then 20th century, and as they called, you know, there have been different waves of feminism. It all started because overall, women didn't enjoy a high position and status in the West. When you study Greek philosophy, which is normally taken as the beginning of human philosophy, which is not really the case. It's the beginning of Western philosophy, but it's not the beginning of human philosophy. But anyway, in many of the books about history of philosophy, when they talk about beginning, they refer to the Greek philosophers. When you read books of some of great philosophers, you find that for them, the relation between men and women was very problematic, and they didn't have very clear idea about how human women are. And I have here, you know, quotes from different people that had the idea that women have some kind of evil character. There is something wrong in their very nature. Or, for example, they had the idea that, for example, even Aristotle is quoted, you know, from Aristotle, that he had the idea that woman is nothing other than a man who has failed. So a man with failure is a woman. And when nature makes mistakes in producing men, then a woman is produced. So this was the idea which is referred to, you know, related to Aristotle. And he had the idea that slaves and women, by default, by their nature, must be kept as captive. And they shouldn't be allowed to have active role in the society. And other people, like, for example, Pythagoras. Pythagoras is quoted as saying that there is a good principle in the world and a bad principle. It means a principle for creating good and principle for creating bad. The principle, the source for creating good things, has created order, light, and men. The principle which is responsible for creating bad things has created disorder, darkness, and women. So this was the idea that they had. And although this is very much philosophical, but it was also reflected in some of the religious traditions. For example, as you know, according to the Old Testament, the reason for human beings committing a sin, as original sin, which was done by Adam, is because of a woman. This history, which goes on for hundreds or thousands of years, creates a kind of reaction. When you see that now there are people that call for women becoming like men or women having control over men, this is a reactionary movement. This is not a natural movement. You know, sometimes people who have suffered a lot, then they overreact and they forget what is the balanced way of thinking. In year 568, which is near to the advent of Islam, near, not exactly, but near, there was a conference in France. And you know what was the topic of the conference? The topic of the conference was whether women are human beings or not. This was the topic of the conference in 568. Even in much later, up to recent time, you know, women didn't have any right for not only they didn't have right for ownership, they were considered as possessions and belonging of men. Even to in England, this was the law, that women were owned. And even, you know, for example, what you find common in the West, which we don't have in the East, is that women are called after their marriage according to the surname of their husband. I'm not saying this is bad or good, but this is some remaining part of a culture, that when you get married, then your identity is formed according to the husband.